The prohibition number 300, the mitzvah hamashlima shloish meis. This is the warning that the judges have been warned that when they judge somebody for flogging for the malchus, so they're not permitted to beat, to give a lash, such lashes that would destroy the person physically. That means like this, that every person who is guilty and liable for the lashes for flogging, the maximum what you would give them malchus would be 40 minus 1, which is 39. And that's the way we translate it, that we have by tradition, even though the pasuk it says 40, but the tradition is that it's 39. But we don't give lashes to any person unless you first evaluate the person, the lashes, based how many makas to give, based on the person who is being flogged. We take into account his age, his chemistry, the build of his body. If he can tolerate the lashes generally, then you give him lashes. But if he cannot tolerate, so then you would give it to him, the lashes, just based upon what he can tolerate, no less than 3 makas. And if he can't take even 3 makas, then you don't give it all. Because the Torah says in Dvarim Chofei Beis, Kidei Rish Osei, as his evilness, so you need at least 3 makas. The total lashes is 40 minus 1. And the Torah warns us not to add even one lash in addition to what the judge estimated that he can tolerate, that he can take. And that's the Torah saying in Pasuk Beis and Gimel, in Dvarim Chofei Pasuk Beis and Gimel, that Kidei Rishosei B'mispar Arboim Yaken El Yosef, as his evilness, the number, he should beat him, but not to add. And the language of the Sifri is that Im Hosif, that if he added more, he would be violating a prohibition. So he says like this: we only know that you'd be violating if you're adding more than the 40 or more than the 39. How do we know that if you add more than any estimate, an estimate that Bezin has evaluated, that this person can tolerate? And if you add one more to that, that that would also be violating the prohibition of Arboim Yaken Lo Yosef? So that's what the Sifri says, the Pasuk says, Lo Yosef Pen Yosef. An additional meaning that in either case, you would be violating the prohibition by giving him more than the Beis Din has evaluated him for. This prohibition is also the source for the warning not to beat anybody, because to beat anyone, because if this person who is judged for lashes, you can't give extra, so other person, it's a foratory, it's for sure that you're not allowed to hit. And our sages of blessed peace unto them have already hinted that that it's even prohibited to hint that you're going to beat, even without beating. As the sages tell us, that anybody raises his hands on his friend to try to threaten him to beat him is already called an evil. Because we find it in the pasuk that Moshe was saying to the one who raised his hand to beat, he says, he said to the Rasha, why do you smite your friend? He hasn't smitten him yet. He only threatened to smite him. This is what we learned. So also a remes sheyake, also to hint that he's going to beat, is also prohibited.